yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. All may change, but Jesus never.
Amen. Shall we sing that? It's 299. 299. 299. Oh, how sweet the glory.
Glory to His name. Glory to His name.
to his name.
You need to understand when you have a trained voice like mine, you need to warm up. And it might take until this afternoon. But isn't this wonderful that our Lord is the same? That he doesn't change? We change, don't we? Mm-hmm. I mean, the weather and emotions and all of these things that that are from the outside that sometimes affect our insides. But Jesus is constant. He never changes. We change our opinion about people, things, and even sometimes about God. But he doesn't change. He loves us the same. And that's sometimes, you know, we're so used to the horizontal plane that we project that onto the vertical, that's how God must feel about us. But the more you read the Bible, the more you walk with the Lord, the more you realize that he doesn't change. His love for us is the same, and his care for us is the same. And sometimes, isn't it true that sometimes our circumstances and our situations they're the ones that define and tell us how our God is, and it's not true. This song is so great because it reminds us that his love is constant. So let's sing that forth, and I'll ask you to stand with me, and let's offer up our praise and our worship to the Lord. I hope that you're not weary in doing that, are you? In praising him and exalting him, giving him the glory, you know? It's hard to believe that you could get that way, where, you know, we're going to do that again. Someone in the chapel came to me and said, you know, every service we start the same way. We praise and we worship, as if I was telling them to do something wrong, you know? And I started feeling bad, like, I'm sorry. I'll try to get new light. Well, let me think about it and pray about it. And I prayed about it, and he was really wrong. He was very wrong, because God is to be exalted and praised. And, you know, I like the way that my teacher, Sister Grace Schulteis, taught. She said, nothing clears the cobwebs out of our minds more than exalting the King, getting our eyes fixed on him. So we're all on different planes. I don't know where you're at this morning. I think if we went around and we had this honest time, well, where are you this morning? It might be very good, or it could be very bad. I don't know. But no matter where you're at, he can lift us. Isn't that wonderful? And we could see the King, and that's why we're here. So let's exalt him. Let's sing that forth.
As of old he walked to amaze with them to abide, so through all life's way he walketh ever near our side. Soon again we shall behold him, hasten, Lord, the day. But 'twill still same Jesus as he went away. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, I worship you, I will exalt thee, O God. Hallelujah, King of kings and Lord of lords, we worship you, O Lord, we praise thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we shout to you, O God, we shout to the Lord our God, we rejoice.
rejoice in the God of our salvation. Oh, wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord. Oh, we worship the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Be exalted, O God. Glorious Lord, we worship you. We praise you, O Lord. Wonderful Savior. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Wonderful Lord. Our glorious King, we love you. We adore you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wonderful Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Let's just enjoy His presence right now. Let Him lift you. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you're so faithful to manifest yourself. Lord, He's here in a mighty way. Oh, Lord, we worship you. Praise you, dear Jesus. Have your way, great King. Oh, God. We worship you, oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Our glorious Lord, we worship you. We praise your name, oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Jesus, we worship you. Praise you, dear Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, dear God. Wonderful Savior. Oh, God.
Jesus.
Oh, how sweet the name. Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, let all saints proclaim. Hallelujah, amen. Forever. Let's sing it again. Right to the King. Jesus, oh, how sweet the name. Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, let all saints proclaim. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, we praise you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise your mighty name, oh God. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. We're so grateful, Lord, that we can worship you, that you have taught us to praise and exalt you, Lord God. And the way you taught us is just by manifesting yourself. How could we ignore such majesty? That you are in our midst, our great Savior. Lord, you made that promise that where two or three are gathered in your name, you're right here. You promised that you would manifest yourself to us. And Lord, you do that. And Lord, we thank you that a King is in our midst, a Savior, a Redeemer, that you reconcile us to our Heavenly Father. We're thankful, Lord, that your presence takes us as we are. You accept us as we are, and you make us what we ought to be. For this we're eternally grateful and will be eternally grateful. And we just thank you. We worship you. Be pleased with our worship, Lord. We always want it to be in spirit and in truth. And we need the Holy Spirit for even that. We take your help. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? thank you, Lord. There's a song I love so much in the White Chorus book. It's number 33. It's based, I believe, on the Song of Solomon, but the words are so awesome, and we're going to sing this, but first we're just going to pray for the village and the cottagers. But this, I'll mention it when we get there, but some of the way that these words are put, I just envision heaven and our great Lord. Can you imagine that day when we are there in His presence? I hope you can imagine. If not, just listen to Christian radio. There's a song called I Can Only Imagine. They play it like 5 times a day until you just can't imagine, right, anymore. All right? They do that. But we're going to pray for the villagers and cottagers, the ones the Lord has sent here. And as a staff, we feel accountable to pray for them. And I know, guests, that your heart is there as well, that the Lord will meet them. We're all aware of the news of late and the way that, some of the unfortunate changes in America. And we talk about it. We all sense it. I feel as a church, we could do a lot of rhetoric about what's going on, how much we don't like it, and, you know, and what are we going to do. But that may relieve us a little bit to speak of it, but that's not going to change anything. We need to get on our knees. We need to pray. We need to call on the Lord. We need to ask the God of mercy to have mercy on our country. Now, Saturday is the 4th of July, correct? Mm-hmm. And I'm leaving here in a bang. So, but you know, that's I won't be here for the 4th of July, but we need to pray that God will have mercy on our land. And these situations and these circumstances, we need to pray not only for America. America is not the kingdom of God. We need to pray for the church in America. And part of that is this. The church in America needs to learn some, forget the eschatology and the neology, rather eschatology and the theology. We need to learn neology. I'm surprised in my town how few churches have a prayer meeting. Now, does that make sense? Does it make sense? No. We need every church ought to have a prayer meeting, and we ought to be praying more and more. And where I'm going with this is that's why we need to pray through this generation that's here until the Lord, you know, as much time as the Lord gives us. And God has brought these children and these young women to a great place. I believe that with my whole heart, because He wants to do a great work in them. And to make way, I've always felt that prayer was a conduit for God's will. You know, it makes the most sense to me that in His sovereignty, because God is sovereign, that He made a way where in His sovereignty that He respects our free will, because that's how He designed it. But prayer is where we say, God, not our will, but Thy will be done. And it's a conduit for God's will to be accomplished here. Jesus prayed. Jesus said, He instructed us, He said, pray this, pray this. Pray, Thy kingdom come, what? Thy will be done. But isn't God's will going to be done anyway? Right, don't we think, right? But He said, no, pray that God's will be done. So we want to pray that God's will be done in these girls. And so let's come before the Lord. Oh God, we come before You again. Lord Jesus, oh Father, we come to You in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh God, Lord, that You will break through, that You'll do a mighty work. Lord Jesus, we trust You to do this. Oh Father, we ask, dear God, oh Lord Jesus, Lord, we want to come to You, and Lord, with as if it were every one of these children in our hands, and bring them before the throne of grace and say, God, work in them. They're in a good place. They're hearing the good news. They're in a time where, Lord, you're manifesting yourself. Remove the scales from their eyes. Give them a liberty that they might sense and know the living God. We pray this. Lord, we ask that you'll come against any work of the enemy that might discourage or block or hinder any of these children from receiving what's on your great heart. Lord, we pray this for those in the village, that you'll just, these girls, as they have, whether it's a bunk devotion or their time of prayer, or, Lord, a regular meeting, that you'll come, Lord, in a mighty way. We're not dictating how that's going to happen, but we pray that Christ will be manifested in those village meetings. Lord Jesus, we pray that these girls, some that haven't, that don't know you, will be brought to the valley of decision and hear your voice. And in the cottage as well, these young, Lord, why not, God, get a hold of them, that their whole lives are lived for Christ? We believe you to do this, and we trust you to do it, Lord, all through the work of the cross. And we ask it in his mighty name, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, let's sing this. It's number 33, Meditations. If you know it, help me sing it, okay? Where dost thou, dear? an awesome verse. Isn't it? No. I had in college, I had a poetry course. And I had a wonderful teacher, professor. She loved poetry. She's the only one that could make Emily Dickinson make sense. And when she would quote that, you know, even she got so caught up in it, even I was saying, yeah, I think that makes sense to me too. But you know, this makes sense. When I think of this, he looks, my imagination goes there. And I'm going to take just a minute. Come with me a minute, all right? Oh, thank you. We're gonna look at something. Can you imagine that day when you're in heaven? Right? When you're there. And he looks, and 10,000s of angels rejoice. Wow, that's going to be awesome, isn't it? Mm-hmm. 10,000 of angels rejoice, and myriads wait for his word. Oh, would we have such a heart like that, that we wait for his word? Speak, Lord. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, right? He speaks, and eternity, filled with his voice, re-echoes the praise of the Lord. You know why I have such a vivid imagination of this? Because I've been in Holy Ghost meetings where this is a reality. Where the Lord is so manifested that when he speaks, everybody's attention is rapt, is taken in. That's awesome, isn't it? Well, it ends in a glorious prayer that's good for all of us. Let's pray it. Dear Shepherd, I hear and will follow thy call. I know the sweet sound of thy voice. Rejoice in you, O Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We rejoice in you, O God. We worship you. We hear your voice, O Lord. Praise the Lord. We praise you, Lord. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We worship you. Hallelujah, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that by the Holy Spirit, that verse is a reality even here. You speak and we can hear your voice. You move and we know, Lord, that you're working in our midst and moving among us. And we're thankful that we serve a living Savior who's in the world today. And move among us. Melt and move in our hearts, O God. Give us a keener sensitivity to your voice, we pray in these days. Lord, that we might hear you, obey you, follow you. That we might learn to be guided, dear God, by your eye. We trust you to do this. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, I'd like to us for to continue with at least 5 testimonies. And maybe your favorite victim isn't here this morning. That's okay. You can choose, bless someone. And Carly, we left off with you. But last night as I retired, I was thinking of some of the wonderful things you shared. And I was so blessed with the sincerity and the realness of what you shared. It's so good to hear that Christ is working in your life. You know, we need to hear. What I love about the chapel is that people have a chance to share what Christ is doing in your life. We need to hear from the body of Christ that God is moving, don't we? It's encouraging. Not everything of the front. Not everything should come from the pulpit. It should be from the body of Christ, that God is working in my life. It's been so good. So Carly, you gave a wonderful testimony, but now you have a chance to bless somebody else. So go ahead. Amen. Boy, see, these are great. How was it? Not too bad, right? Huh? And Hannah, you surprised me. And thank you for being so honest too, because God's going to give you such help and grace, because we have a God who takes us where we are and makes us what we ought to be, right? And when we follow Him, we're going to sing number 455 yet. And thank you for obeying the Lord. These testimonies are good, and I look forward to the rest of you who will be obeying the Lord as well. 455, redeemed. How I love to proclaim it. Thank you, Lord. Would you mind standing with me again? Thank you, Father, for each one of these testimonies this morning, that you are working in these lives. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for their honesty, their sincerity. It's all about you, Lord. And we do back up Hannah, Lord, and we're with her. Just help her. You work those things out. And all of us, we pray. We trust you, Lord. Thank you that, as we say here, you're on the job. You're moving and working in us, even where we don't see it. you're working, and we thank you for that. We ask, God, that as we look into your word, that you will write your words on our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Shall we be seated?